Hey, welcome to the Pachanga and Possibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. So I wanted to share what happened when I did the ceremony because I've experienced so much magical deliciousness this week. And I think it all, not I think, I know because of the way everything transpired, that doing this, I wonder, can you hear me clap? I hope not. I don't know why I'm doing that today. Every time I'm talking and every time I make a point, I'm clapping. That's like the Latina in me. Let me try to sit on my hands here. I've never done that before. So random. I think I'm just extra excited. So what happened when I sat and did the ceremony? So if you tuned into the last episode, I channeled a ceremony from my guides that was for us to commune with the trees, which sounds really out there and woo-woo, but it really isn't. And I was all apprehensive about what people are going to think because I'm sitting here channeling a message from the spirit of the trees to sit down and communicate with a tree and see what it has to teach you because the trees are your teacher this year. And I was like, man, I don't know how this is going to go. You're going to hear me say over and over in a lot of these episodes so far. And I'm like, I'm coming out of the woo-woo closet little by little. So every time it gets more woo-woo, I'm apprehensive, but then it all works out. So eventually I'm going to get over this fear. Little did I expect that after I released the episode, the last one with the ceremony, it was received so well. So many people have reached out to me. I've even been invited into somebody else's group to host an event to share the ceremony. I have friends really excited telling me what trees are the tree that they're going to adopt, that they want to involve their children in the ceremony. They're buying supplies to create their altars and their dream weaving bracelet. The excitement, and it was received so well. And I'm really grateful for that because this is not my ceremony. Spirit gave it to me. And I would have never come up with this on my own. And I'm so grateful that I said this year, I'm not going to do what I normally do because that ceremony is phenomenal, but I want to receive something special for us this year, especially getting out of 2020 and getting into 2021. And as we see that this first week of the year was the longest year ever already with what happened over in the Capitol, which was really sad. Here's what happened. Here's what's up. I got the big lesson for me. Because I'm a Virgo, okay? So as a Virgo, I overthink everything. I overplan. I shop for everything. Let's say I start a hobby. I'm like, okay, I need that every tool for the hobby, the outfit for the hobby, everything. Like I overdo everything. And I want everything to be perfect and to be beautiful. But the big lesson for me this year is letting all of that go, all of the perfectionism, and to really learn to be more resourceful in using what I already have instead of buying something new. And that's what I did. So I fought the urge to buy everything for this portable altar that in the ceremony you create a portable altar called a mesa, a shaman's mesa. And it's a very basic shaman's mesa. They can be way more intricate and involved, but this is just a little basic tiny version that contains elements from each of the four directions, and you create this little bundle and you take it with you to sit with a tree as your miniature altar when you sit down in your monthly meditation session with your tree. I got all my stuff together. I found a cute little like handkerchief cloth, and I pulled out my box. I had all my altar stuff and I took out all the little tools that I needed to represent each of the four directions, like a seashell, a feather, a rock, some sage. I can't remember what the other things were, but, and I put a crystal skull in the middle and I had this little portable medicine wheel that my friend passed away. She's a shaman and she was the one who introduced me to shamanism. And I found one of the things that she had made during one of our council meetings. And we made these little tiny medicine wheels out of old CDs and sticky felt paper. It was really cute. I'm going to show it when I do the Shamanic Journeying Circle event on Wednesday. If you haven't checked that out yet, you can go register for that on my Instagram. We're going to be doing a show and tell there of our mesas. But anyway, so I get all of this together and I'm excited. Daryl's watching the baby. I'm going to go outside and sit with my tree and I grab a chair. At first, I had envisioned me sitting on the floor with this tree. And I was going to get this beautiful mandala tapestry thing that I have and sit on that. And then I remembered that my yard has snakes. Remember, guys, I'm not really outdoorsy in general. I have become outdoorsy, but I really, at heart, I'm not outdoorsy. And one day I was sitting at my dining table and I could see my backyard from the dining table. And I see swimming across the grass in my backyard is a snake. And it was swimming across the yard as if it was the Loch Ness Monster with its head sticking up, swimming from one side of the yard to the other. And I say swimming because they're slithering, whatever. There was no water. And I was like, oh, hell no. And then on two other occasions, Daryl has come up with me with other garden snakes in his hands. And he's like, look, babe. So yeah, me sitting on the floor, I remembered all of that. I'm like, no, no thanks. So this Virgo grabbed the chair and I put my cute tapestry on the chair and I sat on that. And then I opened my little mesa, my portable altar, super basic. And I closed my eyes and got into a meditative state. And then I felt the presence of my dad. So my dad passed away on December 10th of 2020 from cancer. And I've already felt his presence and we've had a few interactions, but he came in so clear this time and he comes in and I can see him in my mind's eye and I can hear him with my eyes closed. And he just comes in and he's like standing next to me and he's like, hey, Nati, the tree needs iron sulfate. And I'm like, what? First of all, hi. B, that is so random out of all the things to talk to me about right now. And what the hell is iron sulfate? So he's like, yeah, it needs iron sulfate. And I'm like, since when are you like Mr. Out? I mean, we had a finca, but he wasn't necessarily like super Mr. like knows things about plants and trees. So maybe he knew about that and he knew what was up. So he tells me that and then he asks me like, hey, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm doing this ceremony. And he's like, oh, what's all that for? And I tell him about the little altar and he's like, all right, cool. And he just hangs out with me while I was doing this. And I was like, nice. He came and kept me company. And I'm also in the back of my head, I'm like, don't you know everything that I'm doing? Because you're like on the other side already, but whatever. Maybe this is the way we're going to relate. And so yeah, I enjoyed his company. I sat, I connected with the tree. The tree immediately like started communicating with me. And for me, my strongest clair when it comes to the different types of intuitive clairs, you have clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentient, claircognizant. And then there's another one that I forget what it's called, but it's the clear smelling one. And my strongest is clairaudient. I usually hear spirit and then I'll see in my mind's eye is the second strong one. And then the feeling one is probably third. So for me, I can hear really clear and immediately I hear the presence of this tree. And the tree, I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And I ask, okay, the two questions that I was instructed to ask is, what do I need to learn? So the tree, first I said, I was like, this is really weird, like calling you the tree. Do you have a name? And he's like, meh. And I'm like, are you male, female? He's like, we're kind of both. I'm like, okay, but you're coming in more masculine. He's like, okay. Can I name you? And he's like, sure, name me, go ahead. And I said, how about Mr. Aguacate? And in Spanish, avocado, this is an avocado tree, by the way. The avocado tree I picked, I guess I should have said that before. The tree I picked in my yard immediately was the avocado tree, because that tree looks like it needs some love. It's only gave one avocado this year. I mean, we've only been in this house for 1 year, but it only gave one avocado, opposed to all of our other fruit trees that gave tons and tons of fruit. But this one only had, we didn't even know what the tree was until one day we saw one avocado and that was it. And the leaves are like yellowy with spots and the bark looks weird and has like green stuff. And I don't know, it just looks kind of sickly. So I'm like, I'm going to love up on this tree. That was the first one that came to mind. So in avocado in Spanish is aguacate. And then I decided to name him Mr. Aguacate. So Mr. Aguacate's lesson to me when I asked him, what do I need to learn? He says, you need to rest. Take it easy. Take a deep breath, rest. Everything's fine, because as a Virgo, I'm a workaholic and I really love work, which sounds really weird, but work not as in day job, but work as in just making things happen. Like I love creating and projects and operations and behind the scenes and manifesting and just bringing things to life. I love being on the computer and doing things. I'm super techie. If I'm not doing all this type of stuff, then I love making art and painting and fluid painting or crafting. Like I'm always doing, right? And I just really enjoy learning and making things. I have this creative energy that's like this insatiable desire to create constantly. So sitting around and doing nothing is really hard for me. But Mr. Rokata is like, chill, girl. Life is good right now. Yes, your dad passed away and you're grieving. Yes, you're in a pandemic. But right outside, if you didn't watch TV, you really wouldn't know the pandemic's going on and you'd be home and you're chilling and life is good. And he was right. He's like, just enjoy life and pretend. Kind of like, what would you do if you were happy? And I was like, oh man, if I was happy. Mind you, I'm getting over postpartum depression and anxiety that I got hit hard with after Amara was born. And I even had to get on Zoloft, which was really hard, a hard pill to swallow, pun intended, because I'm usually against taking meds and things like that. But I just needed something so I can show up for Amara and function. And it really was a lifesaver for me. But now that things have really evened out and balanced out for me, Mr. Wakat is like, what would you do if you were happy? And I was like, oh, I'd probably listen to more music and do exercise and go for walks and do some artwork and stop thinking that I have to hustle and grind. And he's like, all right, try that on, you know, for a while. And I'm like, okay, fine. Then I felt him. I felt like our hearts connect, if that makes sense. And not that a tree has a heart, but energetically, I felt as if I could see the energy moving between my heart and to this tree and an energy exchange. And I immediately felt that this tree was really doing healing on me and bringing me balance. And then at one point I felt the energy moving down instead of the energy exchange, like heart to heart. Then it started moving down out of my feet, almost like flushing my system and getting rid of a lot of the heaviness that I had been carrying from just all the stress and anxiety with everything, with life, with the pandemic, with my dad, exhaustion, everything. I just felt so good. And I was so grateful for this encounter. And the other thing I noticed as I sat around in my yard, I've been in this house for a year now, and I love my backyard, but it was just a backyard. And all of a sudden, sitting back there, I saw all of this magic in my yard, just the trees, everything just became to life for me. And I just saw all of this magic and all of this potential. And it really made me want to focus on beautifying my yard more and creating an experience. And now I told Daryl all of my ideas and he's 100% on board. And we just want to make something magical back there because it's a great spot. And there's a lot that we can do with it. So it just became this really magical shift in my perspective and became this really magical space now. So then fast forward to the next meeting. So since the first meeting, I was feeling really good and a lot happier. And then comes the second encounter. So in the ceremony, the spirit of the trees had said to meet at least with your tree once a month. But for me, I want to really meet as much as I can, or I guess as much as I feel necessary. And I had such a great experience the first time that I want to now sit with Mr. Wagate every day practically. So I sit for the second meeting and I said, okay, what do I have to learn? Oh, my bad. The second question from the first meeting. So you're supposed to ask the tree two questions. What do I need to learn? And then what do you need? So you're asking the tree, what does it need? Because this is a relationship that you're creating with the tree, and the tree is supporting you and you're supporting it. And the tree said that we need you, and not you as in me, but you as in humanity. Like, we need each other. We can't live without you guys either. And I was like, what? Like, why do trees need us? But it's like, it wasn't in that sense, like we can't live without you. But right now, because of the way things are, it was like a call for help saying, we need you guys to protect us because there's a problem. And immediately I thought about the Amazon and all of those things, and my heart kind of broke, and I was just like, oh man. And I felt really guilty because there's this tree in my yard that's called an aki. It gives aki fruit, which is a Jamaican fruit. But the thing is that the fruit is poisonous unless it's ripe, like fully ripe. And I don't want it around because of the kids and the dog. So I really don't like this tree. And also the fruit is really ugly. It looks like a like red ball sacks hanging off the tree. That's like the best way to describe it. Like all these red huevos hanging off of this tree. And I have what am I going to do with this thing? And it's a huge tree. It's getting into my neighbor's yard and I want to chop it down and take it out, so have more space and not have this like annoying fruit. And I don't know how to cook it. And we don't like to really cook fish because it's apparently really good with fish and whatever. So it's not my jam. I want to get rid of this tree. But then this tree, Mr. Wagat, is like, we need you guys to protect us. And I'm like, mother F, right? And I felt super guilty. And I'm like, okay, fine. He said, so what do I do with this aki tree? And he's like, you can trim it back like a lot, like big time trim it back, but don't chop it down completely. And I'm like, oh, fine. So yeah, so that was what it needed, what it told me I needed the first time. So the second time I said, what do I need to learn? And this one was humongous for me. And I'm sharing this because it might be humongous for you. So I operate from this space of I have to constantly be doing, right? And it's a very masculine energy. In one of the shamanic practices, we refer to things as like, are you wearing a mask, like carrying a masculine shield or a feminine shield? And I often am carrying a masculine shield because I have this very doer energy. I tend to make shit happen and I bulldoze my way through the world, doing what I need to do the way I want to do it, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, because I'm capable. But that is not the best way all of the time. They say that if you're a female, it's good to not wear the masculine shield all the time and wear the feminine shield to move through the world in a very sacred way that is more of the divine feminine, which is the opposite of doing, which is receiving, and being in the space of openness, of receptivity, of allowing and letting things just kind of unfold naturally and believing that everything's going to come true for you, and just very positive and a lot of faith and a lot of just this very open, receiving, calm, patient energy, which is not me. And I'm constantly like, oh my God, what do I have to do next? And what do I have to do next? And what am I going to grind? And how am I going to do this and do that? And it's this very frenetic energy because I tend to struggle with anxiety. And the tree goes to me, Mr. Waikate goes, what if you're doing everything right? And I was like, damn, I don't know. And he's like, what if you're doing everything right? I was like, man, that feels amazing. That feels great. If I'm doing everything right, I guess I could calm the F down, right? What am I freaking out about? I'm doing everything right. It's like, what if you do have enough time to do everything? What if there is enough time to tend to Amara, and you have enough time to do this podcast, and you have enough time to get new clients, and you have enough time to launch this community, and you have enough time to do all the wonderful things that you want to do? What if you're doing everything right and there's no self-doubt anymore? And I just was like, that feels so much better to my soul, to my being. And I was able to take like this deep breath finally and just be like, and put it on for size and take it in and say, okay, well, if I'm doing everything right, then shit, everything's all good. Life is good then. And I felt like I took a step back and rested more in the present moment and had faith that everything was coming together perfectly and was optimistic about whatever was coming next and even optimistic about the unknown and that everything was going to just unfold the way it should be. And man, that hit a switch for me. And this was in the beginning of the week. Like, I think it was on Monday. I think I sat 2 days back to back. And on Monday, it just shifted my perspective and my energy completely, completely. And can I tell you, all of the opportunities that have fallen into my lap this week have been freaking ridiculous. All these opportunities, an opportunity to be a guest on somebody else's show who has a big platform, to be a guest on somebody's group to talk about the ceremony, getting a client for my business, to develop their online presence, just all of this great stuff. Another friend spoke about the ceremony on her podcast and shared her story with listening to the last episode. Like, all of these amazing things happened this week that I was so grateful for, that all of a sudden I was possessed to grab a tangerine and give it to the tree. I don't know why. I was like, I need to do some sort of offering. I'm not even into offerings and fruit and things. Like, I feel when I think of fruit and giving offerings, I think of like Santeria, which is not my jam. But I don't know. I just wanted to do this physical representation of like a thank you. And I'm like, what do I have? And I'm like, all right, I have some mandarinas, not tangerine mandarinas, mandarins, a cutie, one of those orange cuties that they sell at the supermarket. Yeah, fruits are not my thing either. And I got the fruit. And I was just like, here, Mr. Wagade, like, and spirit and God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything this week, because I am so happy and I feel so full this week. And I've felt a lot better than I have in a really long time. Despite all the shit show happening at the Capitol, it was still a really good week for me. And I feel it had to do with that shift in my energy and in my perspective when Mr. Wagate was like, what if you're doing everything right? So I invite you to put that on for size. What if you're doing everything right? How does that feel inside? Does that make you think? Does that bring up other questions? Do you have a positive reaction to that? Do you have a negative reaction to that? What does that bring up for you? Just play, put it on for size. What if you're doing everything right? Try it this week. See how you move through the world, if you move through the world differently, and let me know how that goes. The next thing that happened was the second part of the ceremony, which was the dream weaving part, where you are weaving your dreams into a bracelet. I loved doing this, especially because I hadn't done any crafting in a long time because I was pregnant and then now having a baby, blah, blah, blah. So I hadn't really crafted in a while, and I had to do the bracelet twice. I did it once and it unraveled for me. Just because I'm out of practice, I feel. So I had to do it again. Now I'm really happy with it. But when you do the bracelet ceremony, you have to use a bead, a crystal quartz bead, for every goal that you have this year. And they said to pick five results you want for the year. And I say results because it's more tangible. It automatically forces you to create a measurable goal, right? If it's just something, if we just say goals, sometimes they're too wishy-washy. So you want to use like the SMART goal acronym. You can Google SMART goals and you can see what it's on. You know what? Let me do that for you. SMART goals. One moment, please. SMART goals. Okay. SMART goal. S stands for specific. So what do you want to do? M means measurable. How will you know when you have reached it? A is achievable. Is it in your power to accomplish it? R, is it realistic? Can you realistically achieve it? And T, timely. When exactly do you want to accomplish it? So you can set five SMART goals, or think of 5 results that you want this year. So I picked my 5 results that I want, and they're 5 big things. One of them is a project that I have, something that I want to work on further, that I was looking for a program to further develop this. And I scored a scholarship to a program that's worth $2,500. Hello. Hello, hello. Okay. This was one of the things on the beads. And already I've been wearing this thing like not even a full week yet. And I've already manifested this scholarship to this program. So people, set clear intentions and the universe will respond. And this is not the first time that I do a ceremony for the new year. And before I'm practically even done with the ceremony, things have already come true. One year, I'll tell you a quick story. One year I was in Phoenix and I love music also, especially percussion. And I was like, all right, I want to learn a new instrument this year. And I want to learn how to play the steel drums. Really random. Mind you, again, I'm in Phoenix, not Miami. Miami's full of Caribbean people. Phoenix is not. And when I say Caribbean people, meaning as in where you can probably find a steel drum teacher or band or something to do with steel drums. Here I am in Phoenix. And I put in my goals. I want to learn how to play the steel drums. I have no idea how I'm going to do this. I don't own one. I don't know anybody who plays one. Nothing. And I hadn't even finished my ceremony because it's various stages. When I say I haven't finished, it means that one day I might sit and just think of what are the goals that I want for the next year. And then the next day I might be doing the art project for the ceremony. And then the next day, the next time I sit for it, I might be doing a fire to do a fire ceremony to complete the whole thing. So that's what I mean by not finished. And I had already written down, I want to learn how to play the steel drums. So I Google steel drum classes in Phoenix and I find the steel, what is it? I can't remember what it's called now, but it's some steel drum orchestra in Phoenix. I'm like, a whole orchestra, like steel drum orchestra? I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, all right, awesome. Let me call. And I'm sure because it's an orchestra, it's a full blown steel drum orchestra, that somebody in this band gives lessons. So I call and I end up speaking to the director of the band and I say, hey, I'm interested in learning how to play. Do you give private lessons or know anyone that does? And he says, oh, well, we have a steel drum orchestra. I said, yeah, I know. He goes, yeah, do you want to join? And I'm like, you didn't understand. I don't know how to play. And he's like, I know, you'll learn how to play in the band. And I'm like, seriously? He's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't have a steel drum. He's like, that's okay. I'll lend you a steel drum. And I'm like, so you can practice at home. And I'm like, you're kidding me. All of a sudden, not only have I manifested a steel drum, but now I'm in a steel drum band and a steel drum orchestra, the Desert Winds Steel Drum Orchestra. That's, there it is. And oh my God, it was freaking amazing. I learned how to play and had a great time, met great people. It lit up my soul. I was in this steel drum orchestra in Phoenix. We played gigs and it was freaking awesome. So that was probably my favorite one out of all the things that have manifested for me. So yeah, don't underestimate the power of getting clear about what you want. So let's start wrapping up. So if you haven't checked out the previous episode, go ahead and do that. The instructions for the ceremony are on my blog. I'm going to drop links to everything in the show notes. Please share with me your journey. I would love to hear like what's going on. Send me pictures of your tree, of your mesa, of your bracelet. If you have any questions, just hit me up, DM me, or send me a message on Voxer or Marco Polo, whatever. Bring your stuff to the Shamanic Journey Circle. So we're going to do on Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, we're going to do a Shamanic Journey Circle and I'm going to take you guys on a journey to probably meet with the spirit of the trees. I am going to sit and journey again to see if they want me to do something different or if we're going to go along with that plan. Because I want you guys to continue deepening your relationship with the spirit of the trees. But maybe they have different plans for you. So I already have the registration up, go to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, and it's going to take you to my link tree, and you will see the button that says register for the Shamanic Journey Circle. It's free, and it's at 7 p.m. Eastern. It will take place on Zoom, so everyone is welcome all over the world. That's what's happening this week. And also, yeah, my point with sharing the Shamanic Journey Circle, bring your mesas. If you have like your supplies, definitely bring them and let's do a little show and tell. If you already did the ceremony or if you can do the ceremony before Wednesday, the first encounter, that would be fantastic because I would love to hear how it went and you can share that with the group because other people are going to want to know too. So that would be great. And I also want to share something that's coming up next for our Pachanga and Possibility community. I am working on an online community for us, and it's going to be called the Pachanga and Possibility Sacred Society. Yes, so all my beautiful multidimensional women who are on the mission of healing their souls and creating online businesses or are just interested in connecting with other like-minded spiritual people, spiritual women in a really safe container where we're going to share deep things and have online events together and just create a lot of magic. This is going to be for you. So I have drafted the big purpose for the community, and I'm going to read that for you. So I'm bringing together multidimensional women called to discover their soul's gifts and create a sacred space to share stories, inspire and hold each other accountable, develop their intuition, and learn business skills so that we can each experience a new level of belonging, generate more income aligned with our values, create an unshakable state of being, and become fully embodied souls. So if that lights you up in any way, head on over to my website, natalieonelove.com with the number one. And on that page is the wait list form. So sign up to join the waiting list to become a founding member of the Pachanga and Possibility Sacred Society. This is going to live on Mighty Networks, not on Facebook. I don't like Facebook, much less Facebook groups. As a sensitive person, I find the energy of Facebook, especially Facebook groups, overwhelming. So I am working really hard on creating something on Mighty Networks for you guys. And if you haven't heard of Mighty Networks, it's a new platform for community building that is wonderful. So yeah, so with that said, I wanted to drop that little announcement about the Sacred Society. Head on over to my site and join the waiting list if you want to be a founding member, because there are going to be perks to becoming a founding member. I don't know what those are yet, but it's happening. And that's it, guys. That is what's up. I wanted to share what magic I experienced after I did the ceremony with the trees and my dream weaving bracelet, and inviting you all again to the Shamanic Journey Circle and inviting you to the Sacred Society. If there's any way that I can support you, please reach out to me. You can just go onto my website and you'll see everything that I've got going on, or my Instagram. Okay, I wish you all a wonderful week. And the next episode coming is going to be with Julie Ryan, who is a medical intuitive and psychic. And we're going to do a deep dive into what happened when my father passed and how her book was crucial to me navigating his transitioning from this world to the spirit world. So definitely tune in for that episode. All right, until next time, sending you all lots of love, and make sure to subscribe and share this episode with a friend if you feel that they would enjoy it. Definitely share. And if you haven't left a review, please leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be amazing. And okay, I think I'm really done now. Okay, bye y'all. Thank you guys for being here. I know that your time is the most valuable thing you have. It means the world to me that you're here. There are many more cool episodes coming, so go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If this episode inspired you, please leave a review so this show can reach more people who need healing. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. See you in the next episode.